me tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain, a wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
Ago, this was our last week of official freedom before the entire world collapsed into COVID. Can you believe that? It's been 4 years.
And I wouldn't have. You mentioning it makes me go, oh, yeah, I guess that is true. It was right before South by 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I thought it was rad because I just got to sit at home and drink. And I worked right by the radio station, so I could just walk up here to do stuff. And when all the stores were out of things like milk, eggs, and bottled water, I just walked up to the radio station and grabbed what I could out of the fridge before it went. Hey, I enjoyed the pandemic. I partied. I made dumb videos. It also wasn't as lonely for me because I had, roommates. So we were kind of in our own quarantine. Dude. Spinny was there occasionally.
Well, then things got locked down and I was gone for months. And yeah, I had no job at the time and I was alone. And it was insane.
It did get kind of freaky and sad, but I just remember seeing, I think it's coming up this week 4 years ago. When they canceled South By is like, they'll probably cancel that. People are traveling in. But when they canceled the NBA season and when our hero Tom Hanks, the American actor, got COVID.
We were so scared for a little bit.
It was scary. Yeah. And things are changing now. Spencer, you just got over it. You had it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was fun.
It sucks,
did you say
right?
It was fine or it was fun?
I said it was fun. It was not fun at all. I'm just being stupid.
It wasn't fine either.
It was not fine. It
hit
was
you
awful.
Pretty hard.
The first week was insane. I thought, last time I had it, it only lasted about 5 days. So, once the weekend rolled around, I still had it and I was still sick. I was starting to get madly depressed. I was like, what do I do? I can't leave the house. It sucked, man. And this time around, it made my blood pressure go crazy. So I was feeling like sick as hell. And I was scared.
Well, the good news is as you were out last week, we got an email from HR saying that the CDC has changed their 5-day wait period.
That's good.
And it's kind of going into this whole,
I still
like,
got it, but just so y'all know, I still have it.
It's funny because you're seeing a lot of people's like, see, I told you so. It's just the flu. It's not as bad as it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, one of the virologists I followed early on Twitter that I think I learned about from Andy Langer or someone was like, hey, we're flying the plane as we're building it. Like, this is all new and we're trying to figure out. They're discounting all the deaths, all the crap that happened. They're also forgetting the fact that like someone else in the building had it, went that day to get a pill and it knocked it out.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, it's changed. So it's very different, and it's not as scary as it was because we know what it is. There are people that are vaccinated against it with that 4G chip. There's actual medicine you can take now proven.
My chip is 6G.
Oh, damn, man.
Oh, wow, man. You got the new fancy one. I haven't gotten a booster. I was needing to get a booster, and I hadn't gotten it yet, so I got
email
sick
Soros
for 2 weeks.
He should be sending you your paycheck and your info on your boost. But it's insane that it's like, it went from being so scary and so bad, and I have a lung and heart issue, so I still wouldn't want to get it, but to now, it's pretty much a, like, oh, you can handle it and manage it, but on the other hand,
yeah, can I also just say,
Spencer got sick for 2 weeks and it sucked.
Right.
Like, that's the, that, like,
I wasn't boosted, though. I do want to clarify that. I needed to get my boost.
Well, it's also this weird thing of still seeing people fighting about it. Getting sick sucks. Like,
where are you on the internet that you're still seeing? I'm not arguing with you. What I'm saying is, because I want to stay away from the places where people are still arguing about
anytime
this.
Any information pops up or there's a local news, it's just always there in the comments. It's like, dude, getting sick, like, can't we all agree that I don't want to get sick? Getting sick sucks. And, like, maybe, you know what happened during all the COVID years? I didn't get sick because I was washing my hands, wearing a mask, and when I would see some guy sneeze and then touch a banana and put it back, I wasn't buying that banana.
What's that show called?
Yeah. It's pretty great. But getting sick sucks. And that's the whole point I wanted to bring up about this.
I was sick for the last 2.5 weeks with something that wasn't COVID. So I, even though I felt terrible, I still had to come to the office. I'm mad at Spencer because we all know that he was playing Red Dead Redemption the entire 2 weeks.
Those first few days, I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to put some time in. I'm excited.
But then once you actually get sick and it hurts to play video games and you can't even watch movies, you can't sleep.
When you can't get better and you make the turn into what he's talking about, when you get depressed and you're like, all right, I give up, you win, that part really sucks.
Absolutely miserable. So if you take anything away with this, it's like maybe try not to get sick and... Maybe try not to get other people sick.
Try not to have fun, because you know why I got where I got sick? I went out and did a little bit of hanging out.
Don't enjoy
your life.
Terrible idea.
Cross your T's, dot your I's, and quack your Q's. It's Grammar Day. Today's National Grammar Day, perhaps the day that you, Spencer, love, and me, I hate.
Oh, yeah?
Grammar, it's dumb to me, and we'll probably have this argument we occasionally do coming up, but...
I disagree.
I miss you disagree that we're going to have an argument. Listen to this guy, Matt. He just...
It's
See, what you just did, I was disagreeing with your former statement. Because of the grammar, you were referring to the most recent thing you said in the sentence, so, yeah. I should have answered earlier, you're right.
Goodness.
That's how grammar works.
I missed a lot of grammar because I was kicked out of school a lot. I also didn't like paying attention. I remember specifically there was a day in class where we were learning, and I was excited about it because I did like reading, and I always wanted to know what the different symbols meant, you know, like a hyphen, the semicolon, the little dot with the comma underneath. The super semicolon, I believe it's... We were learning about that one day.
Parentheses.
And I made a joke. Yeah, how to use parentheses, how to use the dash and then it, like all that. And I made a joke in class about something and I got put in the hall. So I never learned how any of this stuff works.
I'll show you my semicolon.
I'm going to be honest. It was probably something like that. I haven't changed since then, since middle school.
Yeah, I got mad at a kid behind me because he was talking during the Diary of Anne Frank. We were watching the movie. And I turned to him and was like, shh. And a teacher got mad at me for making noise. And she was like, this girl died.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm trying to tell the guy behind me to be quiet. She was like, no, you're not. And she sent me out in the hall and they wouldn't let me watch. So now I don't know how World War II ended.
Oh,
well,
man.
I'm going to be honest. You're actually a hero, Matt, because if someone had said that to Anne Frank, she might have lived.
Oh, man. That is...
I'm laughing through my session.
That is uncomfortable.
80 effing years ago,
It's not too soon.
Okay. Anyhow, let's get back to Grammar Day. And talk about the nine most common grammar mistakes.
You didn't tell us why you hated grammar.
It was 80 years ago. Holy crap.
I know, right? It seems close. I mean, yeah, it's something we should never forget about, honestly. It should constantly stay up in discussion.
No, I meant I got kicked out of school and told to sit in the hall. Yeah. It was 80 years ago.
Because back when Matt went to school, it was just one building and they had all the grades there together.
For the entire nation.
Yeah.
It's just me and a guy with wooden dentures who kept going, I'm going to be the first president. I'm going to be the first president.
Yeah, you are, you liar. No one believed him back then.
Get back to chopping down a tree.
Always eating apples and just ripped out his teeth, too. Bad. Yeah. Very bad.
Shame.
Matt, do you remember when you used to like call me out for grammar on the internet and I'd get mad?
Yeah, I only did it though because it's funny to see how mad you get about grammar.
I'd get effing angry.
You get crazy mad. So my favorite thing to do, especially when you're fighting with somebody else on the internet, I love to come in and put an asterisk and then properly spell the there that you misspelled.
Yeah.
And I like to dunk on you, even though I'm usually on your side of an argument. And then the other person will be like, yeah, what that guy said. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the champion of this argument.
You don't know words. I can't trust what you're saying, mister.
I hate you and I made my friend angry. I win.
It is. I made a joke about a red MAGA hat, like those Make America Great Again, but it had...
Oh, wait, please explain. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen them.
Well, the hat had your, like you are, with the apostrophe, which is number two on one of the most common grammar mistakes is your versus your. I jokingly made a Photoshop of that, and it had the asterisk, and then a listener made and sent me a couple of those. And I wore it once... to the Walmart over here in Norwood Park by the radio station. I quickly realized that even though there's a joke about it and it's people arguing online and like getting it wrong, I realized quickly that I should not be a white boy walking around the Norwood Walmart wearing a red hat.
Why?
Just not the demographic that I would say might be enthusiastic about someone that appears to be a Trump supporter.
Nobody said anything to you.
No, but I got looks.
Come on.
You like the looks, don't you?
You got looks because everyone in the Norwood is a target. That's why you got looks.
True. Also, I kind of look like an undercover cop because
exactly.
I'm kind of fat and I have a mustache and I'm tattooed.
Yeah.
So I look like one of those.
Yeah, let's go to what this is all about.
Very true.
CJ, how do we observe National Grammar Day?
We don't. We talk about something else because it's stupid.
Hey, not true.
And they shouldn't spell there and there differently. Either come up with a completely different word or...
They did.
No, they didn't. They're the same. They sound the same. There.
That's
there.
Called a homophoner.
Come up with a different word, bro. There's endless words you can come up with. You don't need to make it dumb and confusing. The English language is garbage. It's crap. And
why don't you speak another one?
Oh, yeah.
Congrats, Pando babies. You're winning.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's Parent Pickup. And Matt, remember, Spencer gets really mad if I say the pandy. As I call the pandemic, or you say the pando, but tell us about these babies. People had sex.
I'm sorry. Okay. So anyway, panda babies. Are you familiar with panda babies?
They're cute.
They're the babies that were born during the pandemic.
Oh.
Pandemic.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. they're doing some research on pando babies or babies born during the pandemic.
No one was supposed to be kissing then, though.
Well,
they said no kissing.
It turns out that the greatest thing that could have ever happened is for you to be a pandemic baby, because for a lot of babies... Your parents got to be at home a lot more than before. Like, if you happened to be born right after lockdowns, right? I say lockdowns. You know what I mean. There was never ever a lockdown. But, you know, when we started working from home, stuff like that, a lot of places were closed and people were going out a lot less. One is, you got a lot more snugs, bro.
Yeah.
You got a lot more snuggles and hugs.
No.
Yeah,
but other than that,
yeah, no,
it was kind of cool.
I was born at a time when a week after you were born, your parents were back to smoking and playing games.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, it turns out that in studying these pandemic babies, or as Spencer likes to call them,
pandy bears,
panda bears,
panda babes,
don't call it
panditties.
You guys are misrepresenting who I am.
Pan babes,
panditos. If you're close to the border.
Gut microbiome turns out. There's a positive impact for babies. Their gut microbiome, compared to those babies born before the pandemic, showed lower rates of autoimmune conditions, such as food allergies, and they're getting sick way less.
Whoa.
Because they were close to all that nasty bacteria their parents were rubbing on them?
Well, they were probably in the bed while they were all kissing and stuff.
Well, they weren't around other people.
A lot of people were saying, hey, if babies aren't out getting exposed to a bunch of harmful...
Herd immunity.
They're going to get harmed. Remember, that was the argument. If we don't have these babies out in the world, they won't pick... And it's actually going to be bad for them. Turns out there's all kinds of things, and they're trying to look into what exactly are the differences between children before, children after. The instance of things like peanut allergies is plummeting amongst these kids. They think that there's a couple things. One is it turns out that there were much fewer infections for young people. They weren't in school, passing all that stuff around, which means... There was a huge decline in prescriptions being written for antibiotic use amongst young people.
So you were actually doing it yourself a little better. So it is kind of hurting.
Well, that's not exactly science. They didn't say you were doing it yourself a little better.
Yeah, I did. It said that online.
I think the point is the less that you're sick and the less that you're taking things like antibiotics.
Early on, when you're in a very
better off it might be. You say early on,
stage.
But this is even some kids who were like 5, 6, 7 years old during the pandemic we're talking about.
Hmm.
There's a couple things. One is that. The second is they say kids may have picked up a whole lot of beneficial microbes from longer sessions of breastfeeding, because as all know, microbes are manufactured in the nipple.
Yeah.
I think that's how science works.
We call it nips here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You ever had cheese nips?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's manufactured in a nipple.
I'm not.
They think that's helping protect some kids against allergic diseases. Are the microbes they picked up from nipples?
Boobies.
So free the nipple, right? Hashtag free the nipple.
Do you know men can make milk? It's called leche de hombre. no, there
is it.
There's
technically.
You ever had that? They sell it for 5 cents. If you go to a Mexican food restaurant, right up there at the front,
It's in a shot glass.
No, it's that little brown patty you can get. It looks like a pecan. That's the man's nipple right there, and that's made from leche de hombre.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Try to milk a baby, Spencer. I dare you. You'll start making milk.
Go up to... Yeah, if you hear a baby crying, Spencer, you'll probably start lactating.
I probably will. Yeah. Okay.
You won't.
Who's got a baby in the building? We can try this out right now.
Just find one.
CJ's fiance feels like she's raising a baby.
It's Matt versus CJ. Who won this weekend's sports bet? I can tell you Austin FC didn't win. And what happens between Matt and I doesn't feel like a win. But first, are Texas State baseball players cheating? I think they might, Matt. They did beat Texas pretty bad this week.
Well, I know that anytime you lose something you don't want to lose, you just blame the other side for cheating.
Very true. And what's unfortunate about baseball is anytime they find what I would call like a country edge, it gets cut out. And by country edge, I mean like you're pitching. And you're like, oh, there's this, the ground's sticky because we're playing in East Texas and there's pine tar. You just kind of wipe your hands on the ground to get a better grip.
Right.
It's not scientifically designed ways of cheating for baseball. It's just like, oh, hey, well, they shoot up cows with these things to make them bigger and stronger. Same with the horses. They shoot the horses up, so I'll shoot myself up, but then I'll be a better batter.
Yeah.
It's not really cheating. It's just finding little ways.
We'll feed chili with extra beans to the visiting team so they all have to leave during the game with Rhea.
No, man, they're going to get running. They're gonna, you see, if that happens, you're going to have
runs,
you're going to have players sliding into third a lot quicker.
Yeah.
We'll talk Texas State baseball and why they might be cheating or might not. And, of course, settle the bet, the debt, between Matt and I coming up in 10 minutes in the CJ Morgan Show. Let's recap the sports bets from last week. But first, Matt, I don't know if you noticed, but Texas State baseball soundly beat UT baseball. But there's something going around about Texas State players, which I love, is that a couple of their batters were wearing not actual batting gloves, but garden gloves. And people were posting and making fun of them, but it turns out that's a thing in baseball, especially at the collegiate level, and it makes sense because those garden, when you get a brand new pair, now I have a pair that's old and crusty and gross, it's no matter how hard you try, you can't get the rocks and dirt out of the inside of those.
Yeah,
they're crusty because you've also used them to work on the car or paint the house, so they don't close all the way. But when you get a brand new pair of garden gloves, it's like wrapping your hands in a puppy's tum. It is soft. It is pink. It feels so good.
What kind of garden gloves are you getting?
That's weird.
Sheepskin, right?
Oh, like leather gloves?
They're...
Are these motorcycle?
When you say garden gloves, I think of those gloves that have all the little black dots on the fingers.
No, I'm talking about the soft, like, leather. They're not actual leather or sheepskin.
Yeah, they're like deer skin, usually.
But they're, you know, synthetic knockoffs, but they feel so good.
Okay.
When you get a new pair, and they have great grip. Like, I once was trying to throw...
You ever tried it on here?
Not there. That's
that
different.
Takes the feeling out of your hands, and it feels like you're with a stranger.
That's a different kind of sheepskin there.
Okay.
I've tried to throw a weed eater across the yard having these gloves on, and you can't. But apparently the garden gloves are comfortable. They're better on your hands.
They protect you from the rage?
They do.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize they had these types of
powers. No, he's just saying it's harder to let go of the weed eater so it doesn't fly as far, and you tend to not break it and have to go to Home
Which
Depot
is also
and
why baseball players are wearing them, because it's really good for batting.
What's going on with the bet?
I think I won.
Do you really?
I don't know, man. Let's find out. Starting with Austin FC. Man, I should have gone with my gut and picked draw.
You should have.
You remember I went back and forth between... we both said lose.
Right.
But we went back and forth so much. I did. And I was like, man, I want to say draw.
Do you think the guys from FC were listening to the show and got mad at us and despite us decided to go up and hold the Seattle Sounders
to
zero?
Here's the deal. Unfortunately, the official radio station for Austin FC is a Los Angeles-based syndicated radio station.
What does that have to do with the guys listening to our show?
They have to listen to that one.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, way to be local, Austin FC. Great. Hey, let's...
Then how come the last time Stuver caught a ball that was flying at the goal, he slammed to the ground and yelled, "Did you know?
Damn.
I'm the best!"
He should have, right? Let's get to our next one. I think we predicted this. OSU versus Texas, 14 points was the line.
Yep.
For the football game.
No, it was 8.5, I think.
You took OSU an 8.5 in basketball. Texas trounced them, so that's going to be a point, CJ. Congrats. I win that one. I stayed. Yeah, hell yeah. Go Texas. We both tied on Austin FC versus Sounders. And then the last thing was a UFC fight, Rozenstruik versus Gazaviv. I only saw that pop up on my Twitter, and congrats, you picked Rozenstruik. Well done, Matt.
So we tied it up here?
Yeah, we should have done a tiebreaker.
Well, doesn't it usually just go to the nickel or something?
Yeah, we got the show coin. Where
do you want a double or nothing for next week?
Ooh. Let's double or nothing.
We've never, in 2.5 years of doing this, we've never done a double or nothing.
Let's double or nothing it.
All right.
Yeah! It's locked in. It's official. Double or nothing. And then tomorrow we're going to talk not necessarily about sports, the bets, but the punishment and who should be responsible for it on the next CJ Morgan Show. Well, hello there, podcast listener. This is your random interruption in the middle of the podcast to hopefully reward someone just listening to the podcast today with a pair of tickets to Cage the Elephant at the Moody Center. Show's July 11th. Details 101x.com. Your podcast exclusive keyword or words, as in the title of the song in one of our old segments we modeled around just having a cool sounder Spencer made, social cues, is that. Text social cues to 512-835-1015. That is your podcast exclusive keyword that only you listening to the podcast can use to enter and win. Win. Did I say wind? Anyhow, Cage the Elephant tickets. Text us. 512-835-101. Thank God I'm not live on the radio right now. Social cues. That's your keyword. I did it. I fixed it. I've officially become a dad. Or boomer. Whatever you want to call it. I'm now a homeowner. And
a home? Never mind.
I've started fixing my home. Spencer, I have been saying that with my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, we're homos now. Every time. Because when we say things in the plural as we're doing them together, we end it with an O and an S.
Yeah.
And so she just goes, stop saying that.
What do I get to start punching you every time you say homeowner? Like, what do I get to do now? Because anytime I ever talked about my house, you would always complain and say, but I'm a millennial and I'll never be able to get a house. So because of your, you would always be mad at me because of your situation.
Yeah, now I've aged out of that. To be fair, dude, I've never not had a roommate because every time I hear some friends complaining about they can't afford their house, I'm like, you live in an apartment by yourself in Central Austin, man. Duh.
Yeah, to be fair, I had a roommate until I was mid-30s, and then I bought a house.
You guys still have roommates, technically.
We both do. Matt has three of them.
Yeah. Four if you include the dog.
I lived in a radio house with four roommates for way too long.
Are we having a battle on who had it crappier? Can't we just be excited for one another?
We should be.
Can't we just pick on Spencer?
Yeah, I don't have a house. I just live in one and rent it.
Well, luckily you have a roommate.
That's true.
And a working AC. And guess what? I also have a smart working AC. Matt, you kept telling me, just fix it. Just pay someone.
I did, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't trust you.
Well, the good thing is, so I trusted myself.
Do you remember what happened when you tried to get rid of the weeds in the backyard of your rental house?
Oh, yeah.
You set the house on fire.
You torched them.
I didn't set anything on fire.
It's not true
at all.
How
come your neighbors had to say to you, Mr. CJ, defire on the other side?
Dude, there was a night I was there.
Hey, amigo.
These dudes driving by were scared. And they're like, hey, man, your yard's on fire.
That's different. I was showing off my torch to people.
Apologies.
When I shouldn't have been doing that.
So I know you were trying to put in a smart thermometer. There was a problem with a C wire. Did you follow it down and figure it all out?
Yes, I did. I actually got into the AC unit itself. It was hard to reach and find the board, so I found the board, found that the blue wire, the common wire, existed already, so I didn't have to use the adapter. I followed the other wires. I also turned it off.
Do you know what you have to do now, don't you?
Piss all over it to claim it as mine?
No, now that you have fixed something in your house.
That means drink all over it.
Now that you have fixed something in your house, you have to start wearing, you need a pair of white New Balance.
Yep.
You need a pair of
jorts. With a tucked-in shirt.
You have to start voting. You have to start watching more Fox News than you do.
Oh, yeah. I live in Williamson County now. Yeah, I'm still in Austin, but I'm in Wilco.
Once you fix something, you rapidly will start turning into an old dad. And you're you're skipping over Gen X altogether. You're going straight to boomer age,
I
think.
Let me start with this.
Congrats.
I even did something along those lines, exactly. I get to know my neighbors a little bit, and I've got two cubic yards of decomposed granite dumped in my driveway, and as I'm getting ready to shovel it, my neighbor's out there with his son, who's high school college age, and he's he's pitching, he's getting ready for a tournament. And I say, oh, you know what a really good like baseball exercise is? And they're like, oh yeah, well, what's that? And I was like, shoveling a bunch of granite into a wheelbarrow and taking it out back.
Just kidding.
And they're like,
dad jokes to the neighbors.
Dude, dad jokes to the neighbors.
Okay. They're like, he can tell it. He doesn't have an actual kid. They're like, he's faking it.
Even our sales manager the other day when I was talking about doing some of this stuff was like, oh man, you've really become this. But here's the deal. That's not true. When I was a little kid, I used to love reorganizing and doing yard work at my like that. My dad got lucky with that trick of I liked mowing the yard, or maybe he just manipulated me into it. I've always loved doing this stuff. I'll say the good thing is now that I actually own the house is I'm not doing the idiotic thing I've always done, which even my girlfriend was like, why are you doing this? Which is improving upon properties that I don't own. Or in the past, if I had a plumbing issue and it was something I could fix, I would do it. At rental houses, when what are you supposed to do? Call the landlord. Call the landlord. Huh. I rebuilt half of my fence at the old house that I rented and didn't like submit a receipt asking for money. I just did it because I was like, I don't like the way the fence looks and it's fallen over. That's the dumbest thing ever. But now, I'm the smartest dad ever.
Can you start wearing your iPhone on your belt, please?
Please.
Dude, get one of those. Yeah. And also, you've already seen me. I've worn those like slipper chunklas to the station.
Maybe get you one of those big dog shirts. You remember those?
Let's
get you one of those.
Get ready, Austin. It's here. It's going to be big and better than ever. I'm not talking about South by Southwest. I'm talking about the Zilker Eagle. That's right. The Zilker Zephyr was our famous fun train that ran around the park for years. It had
and
problems.
It's been, like down and out for what, a decade?
Yes. Mm. It's gone. The Zilker Zephyr is no more. Now we have, Matt, the Zilker Eagle.
Squawk! Why did they go with the... Really?
Why did they go with what?
The Eagle. That's a seagull, I think. I think that's the Zilker seagull.
I'm going to guess...
Seagulls are the eagles of the sea.
They wanted to rebrand it, maybe. It's also different. Here's the disappointing thing.
The Zilker Dillo, the Zilker... what's that blackbird around town everywhere?
Crackle. See, that actually kind of would have been funny. And if they'd made it like a like painted the train black, like a coal train or something. No, it's the Zilker Eagle.
Jeez, that one was really blown out.
Here's the most disappointing thing is if you've ever had to ride it like with a nephew or with your kids or something, what's probably the best view on that train? The best part of it?
Oh, if there's a real hot mom in front of you?
Yeah, and you're riding behind her.
There's a cool little tunnel I used to like going into.
All that's done. Also, there's a part that goes along Zilker Park along the, like in a little wooded area between the running path and the lake.
Yeah.
That part's gone.
Wait, where do you go now?
Around like the crappy part of Zilker Park where the tree is? I don't know, but they got rid of the best views, the best parts. And that makes sense because there was issues with erosion and it was too expensive to fix. So
it was falling into Town Lake and Ladybird Lake, and that was an issue.
So that's, you know, why they got rid of that portion, but it kind of sucks because that was the fun part of the train ride.
So they put in new tracks, but like, why not have it go downtown or up Mopac? That'd be
man. Maybe we could use it as commuter rail too. That'd be great.
I know. Why not have it go up like an eagle into the air?
Ugh.
No telling. But anyhow, good news. After 5 years, the popular train is back. It's the Zilker Eagle now. And it is running a slightly different route. It's going to be back soon, hopefully in time for South by Southwest to do an activation on it.
Let me guess. Did we build a whole nother train system that still doesn't go to the airport?
I think so.
Still have not connected to the airport or the train system?
We're getting there. Slowly.
Are we going to be sad and disappointed when we see on the news they invited all these Austin dignitaries and Booker and Alex? But we didn't get us to do the ribbon cutting.
There's probably a weight limit. That's what.
They can't have the three of us on the train at once.
Yeah, man.
Chugga, chugga, chugga. It doesn't move. It just stays stationary. Can one of the members of the CJ Morgan show please step off the train?
You guys just glare at me. I'm like, all right. I'll go first.
The trains, we're just on the hill, the train's on, and it starts like just
going backwards.
Crawling it. Yeah, the erosion is pushing it into the lake.
Dude, I feel like if you get on that, you're going to have to play the conductor. What was the conductor on that? I don't remember. It's been like 2 decades since I've been on that.
Is there a conductor? I don't know.
I mean, there's a
guy who role plays with this conductor in the front?
There's a high guy from Austin who lives in South Austin and probably owns a goat that shows up and hits go. Let's not call him a conductor.
You know how we have those that random zoo in Austin where they rescue animals that like dudes
try? It's called the Austin Zoo.
Yeah, but it's not just captive animals. It's like some drunk redneck that's like, I'm going to buy a goddamn eagle. And then he's like, God damn it, this eagle keeps pecking at my eyes. And yes. So it's rescue animals. Why not that? Why not just actually have eagles on the Zilker Eagle?
I thought you were just going to suggest, let's have rescue trains. And I was like, okay, but I don't know how that's going to work.
Find old locomotives.
Oh, God, I sure hope that animal's nearby the actual rail so I can rescue it.
Can we go and do a viral video of me and you with our mustaches tying Spencer in a dress up to the train track?
Like, you know, old-timey bandits. Like old-timey?
Yeah, yeah. But we'll actually have people on the train getting horrified. Yeah.
That would
derail that train, man.
Let's do a video of us spending all the weeks it takes to spot an eagle anywhere around Austin.
Good point. Like, why the Zilker Eagle? That does not make sense. Oh, it's because I already have the prize hawk. So they couldn't use a trademark sound
effect.
But
why not, like, the Zilker Gator or the Zilker Lobster.
The Salamander.
Something that's known for some other area.
The Salamander's our prize little thing.
No.
What about this, Matt? The Zilker guy at the gas station asking you just for $5 because he needs to get to Houston.
We want the eagle. The people have spoken. They want an eagle.
Colin McGregor is the brother of Star Wars actor Ewan McGregor. He's also a British RAF or Royal Air Force pilot. He goes by the call sign OB2. That's clever. That's cute. That's funny. I like it very much.
Cool.
I did too.
So good. Not to mention, he looks a little bit like him. He looks older, but he looks enough like him to where that would kind of work. Unfortunately, they don't have those cameras inside like they do, you know, on the Jedi fighters. Yeah, yeah. The only disappointing thing, though, by looking at this picture of Colin McGregor is when did the RAF, they were famous for one thing in World War I and World War II. You remember what that was, Matt? What set an RAF pilot aside from any other like military service person?
So because they're so much more handsome than they only flew in the daytime, not at night. No, they only flew at night, not in daytime.
But they had mustaches. They were required to have mustaches back then.
Oh, weird. Off.
Yeah, just a little bit. But hey,
that's strange.
That's not part of Did You Know, because I'm just half-assing it. Part of Did you know it's true, you know it's a fact, because it starts with...
Did you know? Let's stay in Britain. Did you know that Hannah Twynoy, that's her name, Twynoy... Oh. She was a barmaid working at a pub in Malmesbury in England, a pub called the White Lion. And she has the unique position of being the first person in Britain ever to be eaten by a tiger.
Whoa.
In 1703. Yeah, it says so right there. I can see it. Hannah Twynoy, and it's her, you know, her headstone. It's all weathered away. And it says, here she is. She got eaten by a tiger.
Well, she got eaten. How is she buried there?
Is there just vomit that's been buried there?
Sorry, I forget. We're not supposed to ask these questions.
Maybe they just buried a turd. I don't have the question. I don't have the answer to this. In fact, like, this is one of them that's killing me. I'm like, how did she get eaten by a tiger? Like, it would be one thing if the bar had a tiger in it, but the place was called the White Lion. Why would the place called the White Lion have a tiger in their bar? Like, if it was called the White Tiger.
Well, that's what started it all. She's like, wait a minute, that's not a lion. It's also not white.
Whoa!
And she got too close.
Well, anyway.
Curiosity killed not the cat in this case.
Hats off to Hannah Twynoy, who was buried because she was eaten by a tiger.
Those are lion noises, CJ.
And you ain't lying.
Did you know, speaking of tigers...
God, why not the Zilker Lion? Do you know what I mean?
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah,
we don't have any lions, but I mean, if you're just going to make up something... make sorry, it sound I know that's a cool. segment ago, but I'm still mad that it's the Zilker Eagle.
We'll look into that.
Okay. Sorry, Spencer.
We'll investigate.
Oh, no, you're fine. Did you know?
Should I call the mayor?
You should.
Yeah.
We gonna call him.
Piece of crap.
Whoa, nah, no. You got him good.
He invited all the hobos to Austin. What do we know?
Speaking of tigers, did you know in 1993 when a military jet flew over Sweden's Froso Zoo, animals ate 23 of their own babies as a protective response.
Good job.
It just says animals here, but there's a picture of Froso Zoo, and there's like six tigers on a rock in front of the sign, so I just assumed they were tigers.
Or lions. Say,
but as a protective?
Yeah, that's all it says. Animals ate 23 of their own babies as a protective. I guess they got scared of this jet flying over.
And they're like, oh, the apocalypse is coming. Yeah. I might as well. It's the equivalent of putting them in the bathtub.
Well, wait, is that so that they can, like, move faster to get out of the way if there's a fire? Like, how do you protect a baby by eating it?
You kill the baby so it can die by other circumstances.
Oh, so it's like to put them out of their suffering?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Is Carmack McCarthy's The Road? Is this about this thing that happened at the zoo?
Depressing.
That is not a movie to watch on date night. When is it good to be a big old sweaty monster?
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
It's Weird or Wired? I feel like you're really pointing the finger at me because, as you all know, I sweat quite a bit here in the studio.
Yeah, are you you sweat not when you eat though, right? You sweat just when you get hot.
Oof.
Yes.
I have friends that sweat when they eat.
And once I start, I can't stop.
I sweat a little when I eat, but it's because I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I get moist.
I have a friend that sweats really heavily anytime he poops.
Oh, weird.
So it's always weird because, like, he'll come out of the bathroom of my house and he looks like he just took a shower. He's like drenched. And I'm like,
it's like, dude.
Oh, secret message received.
Hope you're right.
Yeah, your poor wife. Well, I can't believe you told us that about her.
Say that to her face.
I can't. It's all smelly and sweaty.
innovative engineers at Tokyo have developed a groundbreaking sweat biosensor.
Nice.
That opens up new possibilities of real-time health monitoring. We have those different kind of monitor. You wore one on your heart once, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like that checks out your heartbeat in case it thinks that it's skipping a beat or something.
Yeah. And
they kind of glue it to your chest.
And I'll always remember that because I get a phone call about it every day and a bill every week because my insurance didn't want to cover me not having a heart attack. But yeah, I wore one of those that you're saying they have ones for.
Ones you can wear directly on your skin for heart rate, for blood pressure, for muscle activity. However, they don't have one, and they haven't been able to figure out one to register chemicals in your body necessarily, in your body fluids. Now, it's been trickier. These guys in Tokyo, I guess they spent college not just getting hammered the entire time and said, let's do some studying, whatever, nerds. And they figured out that they can take something called a flexible chloride ion sensor and attach it to a textile substrate, which are fancy words for it's an iron-on. It looks like a chip. You look like your chip. Everyone's like, oh, really? So I guess Soros is your best friend. But it looks kind of like a chip, and it irons onto your shirt. Now, what happens is the comfort of your shirt, you don't feel this thing on your skin, right? Because it's actually ironed onto the outside of your shirt. But your shirt soaks up your sweat, and the ion chloride whatever, soaks up that sweat, and they can use it to test it for whatever it is they're testing for. Probably
drugs. Oh, yes, this guy's sweaty. That's all it does.
Oh, confirmed.
Science
is now confirmed.
That's it. That's all it does.
It says they can conduct various experiments using artificial sweat to validate the sensor's accuracy. So they know it's working. Measurements of perspiration rate, chloride ion levels in blood, and saliva, osmolality.
Huh. Osmolality, they're a band.
Oh, yes. We're taking every 5 minutes and compared with the data collected by the sensor. And it turns out the wearable sensor reliably measured the concentration of chloride ions in sweat.
Cool.
They say that one of the things is they could use it and attach it to a little sensor. So on your shirt, you would literally see a light up if you were preparing to near heat stroke. You know, if you were going to get really sick and die.
Oh, that's one cool way to use it, I guess.
Yeah, because then if you're in the desert or a life or death situation, you're like, oh, I'm glad I have this sensor or a satellite phone.
Here's the part that sucks. On hot days when you really want to half-ass it in front of your boss, if you're ever doing manual labor, and you're like, dude, I have to have a drink. I think I'm going to have a heat stroke. He can't you know,
you can't lie your way out of it.
You can't chance getting sued. So they go, okay, you can have a break. And then you go find some cool place and you just hang out there for a while and now, let your buddies do the work.
Hell yeah.
Now he can go, I don't see no red on your shirt. Get back to shoveling.
Might be good for some of the high school or college football players here in the state have a heat stroke.
Now,
you know?
I like this idea not because of any of the technology, but I want to you know, make it okay to be a sweaty man. And you know how there's fit check? I want to start doing sweat check.
Okay.
Under boobs, armpits, the front of the shirt right here that kind of gets in that center part. Let's start doing a sweat check. And anytime you're sweating, just, you know, do a look good, post it up there. Hey, sweat check. Yeah.
It's called drip for a reason.
Last thing I want to say about this article is that there's an ad for American Eagle attached to it, and I would like to meet this young woman.
We've got an epic customer service confrontation, and I'm excited to weigh judgment.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet captured another customer service confrontation that's going viral, pitting what I'm assuming is a Gen Z worker versus an angry at-the-counter boomer. Do you want some background on this, or do you just want to hear the audio?
Do we need more? Like, that's all the background we need, right?
Okay,
I feel like that's how every one of these happens.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like it's a little bit of both to blame. I haven't listened to it yet, but the story is a guy ordered a sandwich at Jimmy John's. They made it for him. He found out they didn't take cash. He got mad about it. And the kid's like, sorry, I got to throw the sandwich away. And the guy's like, no, give it to me for free. So it's just a big kind of confusion. But I feel like they're both wrong in this case.
Look, they're always both wrong. It's whoever starts the camera halfway through.
The boomer.
Gets the win. Right?
So the old guy started the camera halfway through.
Well, he should have started it way early.
Well,
especially when the young guy started giving him some lip.
Mm. You don't accept cash, and you made my sandwich, and you're just going to throw it away. Can I just have my sandwich?
No, I'm not going to risk my job for you.
Because you don't accept money?
No, because you can't pay.
Oh, it's going to be funny. For your manager.
You can go ahead and leave. Talk to my manager if you want. They're not going to do a damn thing for you.
Hey, you. You ever heard of anything like this?
I mean, yeah, I know. But the system's down and everything. It's like, yeah, it's just policy.
What do you want
me
to do?
My God, you people are ridiculous. Are you real?
Like, it's just circumstances. What do you want me to do about it?
All right, so there you go. I've now switched it from being this is kind of fault on both people.
He seemed like he was upset. But it was like, come on, man. You can't be like cussing at the customer. They get all upset about that.
I don't even care about that. Because I think the camera started recording at the point where this guy's already been badgering the employee. And then here's where he starts to take the L. He calls back to someone else somewhere.
Oh, please don't recruit me for your personal injury.
Don't recruit me for your thing. But also the guy in the thing was like, so it's not that they don't accept cash, because I've seen a lot of the boomer things like, oh, they don't accept cash no more. It's bad. So the guy in the background says their system was down, so their register couldn't do cash at the moment.
It happens.
So that was the thing that became clear there. And also the guy he called to for help was like, I don't know, man. The system's down. It is what it is. And he's like, what is this world going crazy?
Well, he's not wrong. We stopped empowering any of our employees. There's a way to make this right and get this customer out of there being happy. There's a way to do it.
Give him the goddamn sandwich and get him out of there. But here's my thought on the entire situation.
I want to eat that sandwich later. That's what I'm not giving
to
him. Well,
once you've been annoyed enough by someone at the register, if you're an employee somewhere and someone's bitched and been annoying and been whatever, you're not going to give in. You were like, oh, no, I'm done. This dude's an a-hole. I'm not going to give someone something for free. Screw that. And I know why they do this, why you have to, most places don't. If you have an extra pizza, Spencer, you nailed it. We're going to eat it later.
Yeah.
But I've worked in the service industry. Most of the time, the rule is to throw it away. And the reason is none of our managers really enforced it too often. They're like, yeah, we'll hold it. And then you guys, once we can't serve it, you can do it. But you do it so people don't pilfer. You don't want people purposely making things.
But if you get all the way to checkout and then you go, oh, I'm sorry, we're not taking cash right now. And you go, well, that's what I got. You go, well, let me figure. I mean, to turn around in front of somebody, are you making me into the old man right here?
Well,
turn around and go, well, we can't take the loss by giving it to you, so I have to take the loss by throwing it away. Seems like an odd customer service move to make.
I completely agree.
Thank you.
With that, except my thing is I think this guy, the way he sounds like weirdly, like entitled and adamant and upset about the ass, I think he was pissy. And I think most employees would be like, yeah, dude, just
take
the sandwich.
Everyone who's hungry is pissy.
Yes, but I think he right away started becoming indignant with the kid at the register. And so it's like, no, I'm not giving you free.
You're probably right, but that's also conjecture. You didn't get to see that.
That's
very true.
Yeah,
so
we don't know.
In the weight of your judgment here, I don't think it's fair.
Every sandwich shop has the same interaction. There's a hungry old guy who's hangry and cranky, right? Yeah. And there's a couple of stone dudes behind a sneeze guard. Can't we figure out how to bring those two groups together for a better America?
There should be peace and balance. You just got to be...
Share the sandwich. Split the sandwich with them.
That's a bad idea. Just be nice. Be nice to your service people, okay? And walk out. That's also the thing. Just walk away. Just walk away.
Hey, how about I throw $5 in your tip jar and you give me that sandwich?
That's not a bad idea. But then he would get fired for that because that's then taking cash on the table. Anyhow, the point is...
Jimmy or John are watching the cameras at all times?
Nah, man, it's the guy from Everyone Loves Raymond or whatever. He's in this cover. Brad Garrett.
That's his name. Garrett's magic.
I'm going to come get you. I don't know, man.
The CJ Morgan Show, where your opinions are welcome. Kinda. Text us anytime. 512-835-1015.